No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called There and Back, which I wrote just a couple of years ago and was helped in recording it by my good friend Jean-Luc Leroux, who played mandolin and guitar on the track, and I played banjo and I think a little bit of dobro, and we recorded it at my home, and it's a good fun tune to play. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's get right on with the show now. Here from Red Allen and the Kentuckians with a classic bluegrass song called Live and Let Live, and it sounds just like this.
They tell me that you're going want to leave. You gave me your love, you gave me your vow. Don't leave me here to grieve. Live, let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. I don't want to live if you go. Live, let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. You're the one that's breaking my heart. If you go, tell me you don't mean goodbye. Live, let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. Tell me you don't mean goodbye.
Red Allen was a major figure in bluegrass music, worked around the Dayton, Ohio area for a long time, worked in Washington, D.C., worked with all sorts of people, and Osborne Brothers, J.D. Crowe. He replaced Lester Flatt for a while in Flatt and Scruggs when Lester was ill, and he's done a great job, and he's working there with two sons playing guitar and banjo, and Buddy Griffin on fiddle, I think it was there. Great character and a classic bluegrass lead voice. We're going to hear from Third Time Out now. Russell Moore and Third Time Out. And here's a song entitled Me and Dad. Russell's doing the guitar and the vocals. Steve Dilling on banjo and guitar when he needed to. Justin Haynes on fiddle. Wayne Benson on mandolin. And Loudermilk on bass and vocals. Loudermilk. We have a lot of milk in New Zealand here. I don't know whether it's louder or quieter. I think ours is the quieter sort. Ah, right, that's a dad joke. And it's appropriate because the song's called Me and Dad. Goes like this.
Working man she'd ever known. Every Friday night I'd wait for him to drive his big rig home. I'd start running when I heard him round in that last bend, stick out my thumb and wait for him to stop and let me in. Singing loud to Merle Haggard. Me and Dan playing baseball in the backyard. Every hit was a home run, and he'd announce it to the neighbors. Didn't matter what we did or didn't have. moved from Brooklyn out there to L.A. Ever since I was a baby, you know I've made him smile about every single day. Picking flowers out for mama, tie them up and take them home, and they look just like we bought them. Didn't matter what we did or didn't have, just as long as there was time for me and Dad. He was the hardest working man she'd ever known.
Oh, he's got a great voice, hasn't he? And it's an excellent song written by Kim Fox and Ronnie Bowman there. And it's a got some real nice words in that song. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Red Allen again. This time he's playing rhythm guitar for his friend Bill Keith and Frank Wakefield. Great combination, and Fred Weiss was playing bass, and they're doing the tune that became the signature tune for the very innovative mandolin player Frank Wakefield, the new Campdown Racers. I know Keith McMillan in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band plays this tune, and we've done some nice versions of it, but hearing again Frank Wakefield's version, it's pretty good. And Bill Keith, of course, did a fine job on banjo that every banjo player tries to capture the notes that he put into it. Here's the new Campdown Racers. We always introduce it by saying it's got nothing to do with the old song Campdown Racers. But the new Campdown Racers goes like this. Thank you. That's a lovely mandolin tune, isn't it? It's got some beautiful picking in it. It's got shades of Bobby Osborne, shades of Bill Monroe, but it's really all Frank Wakefield. He did a great job on the new Camptown races, and you can see why it's become a classic. One of the earliest albums that I ever got was the Dillards, Live Almost, and we listened and listened and listened and listened to that album. Had some great songs on it, one that always appealed to us, but we never did until later years, really. There's one called The Whole World Round, and it's written the words by... better make sure I get this right, by Mitch Jane, who were put to a tune by Joe Stewart. We met Joe Stewart in 1971 when we were in the States. He was playing guitar with Bill Monroe at the time, or playing bass, or playing fiddle, or playing banjo, whatever he was needed to do. But he was a very creative musician, and he wrote the tune for The Whole World Round, and Mitch Jane put some great words to it, and I'm going to play that for you now. This is the Dillards, from the album Live Almost.
I've been looking for a long time for a song that would tell about the people who settled our part of the country down in the Ozarks. And these people were mostly ones who'd come from Virginia or Kentucky or Tennessee or something. They'd got sick of it over there, and they kept looking for a place where the neighbors wouldn't settle in so thick around them. And a lot of them ended up in the Ozarks. They went from one remote area to the other as the country was settled, and most of them just couldn't abide hearing their neighbors' acts. Ended up down in our part of the country, and that was just about it, because the timber quit. Then they had to either put up with a prairie or they had to settle there. We'd like to do you a song that I think comes as near as anything I know to describing the kind of people who settled the Ozarks. It's called The Whole World Round.
Ha ha. They did that fade ending on stage. That's always fun to do, is when you sort of all back off the mics and look at each other and say, are we fading this correctly? A lot of fun there. But it's an excellent song and it's got great words to it. They did some interesting backup too behind the vocals, didn't they? Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from the album The Story We Tell. It's got lots of great stories on there, on here, and this is one called The Long Gone Out West Blues. Joe Mullins, banjo and lead vocal, Mike Terry, mandolin, Dwayne Sparks and guitar, they help out with the vocals, Randy Barnes on bass and Jason Barry on fiddle, and the song goes like this.
Some cry that left my house many days gone by. Oh, my darling's gone, though she did not die. It's a long gone out west blues, long gone out west blues. Better west, full of milk and rain and all that's left. Here no one to find, though I search and moan. It's a long gone out west blues. I'll ride till my horse can ride no more. Then I'll trade my ride for an acre square. But the lot I'd trade for loving kind. It's a long gone.
Good band, great sound there, great light and shade. Joe does a great job of lead singing and playing banjo. I know it's probably all done in the studio, but they certainly come across like a live bluegrass band and very enjoyable. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you thought I had a sort of interesting accent, that's because I come from New Zealand and lived in New Zealand most of my life, apart from spending a few years in Sydney playing music. Sydney, Australia, which is just across the ditch for us New Zealanders. And I've loved bluegrass music since the mid-1960s when I heard Earl Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme and thought I could do that. With a lot of practice, and I'm still practicing and still working on it. So a lot of time has passed since then, and you can get a lot of pleasure out of playing banjo and bluegrass, I tell you. I'm delighted to be able to do this show at Free FM. The sponsors are Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you go and see the folks at Shearer's, all musicians, they're very helpful. They'll help you select a new guitar, be it an entry-level one or a top-level one like a Martin D45. They'll get one of those in for you. I don't know if they have any in stock, but they've got everything you could want musically, accessories, strings, stands, straps, and all the other stuff beginning with S. And just very helpful people and great at helping musicians all over the North Island and New Zealand. And I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. A Framus banjo, 1965, I ordered from Shearer's shop then. They just opened, and Andy Shearer got in a Framus banjo for me to learn to play on. It was very good. So our connection goes back a long way. Let's stop talking and getting on with the music. From the album Strong Enough, we got Beth Stevens and Edge. And the band Edge is Beth Stevens, who plays banjo and guitar and does a lot of the vocals. Douglas Stevens, who is her dad, he plays guitar and does vocals. Gary Wayne Laws, bass and vocals. And Matt Ledbetter is a dobro player. And they have different people helping out on the album, like Steve Thomas on fiddle and mandolin. Jesse Cobb plays mandolin on most of the tracks. And they have other guests working. But I've selected songs from the main band, really. The first one is one called Close By. That's a Bill Monroe tune, isn't it? And the second one is one called Time, which is featuring the dad singing. Doug, that's right, that's his name, Doug. And let's get on with Beth Stevens and Edge, Close By.
Jesus calls us so that we can